إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah, for you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we were with the last couple of weeks at du'a, now we move on to al-adhkar, or the dhikrullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. And there are many ayat and hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows us the virtues of the remembrance of Allah, or the dhikrullah. As Allah ta'ala qal, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Allah ta'ala, He says, remember me and I will remember you. Be grateful and don't be ungrateful. Remember me, meaning make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Him. He will remember you by forgiving you of your sins and bestowing His magnificent bounties upon you. قال الله تعالى لا جناح عليكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no harm on you that you desire the bounties of Allah, meaning that you desire the halal provisions of your Lord while you are making the Hajj or in general, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But when you leave from Arafat, then remember Allah at the Mash'ar al-Haram. When you leave from Arafat on the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah, after you are leaving the place of Arafah heading to Muzdalifah, then at the Mash'ar al-Haram, remember Allah. And remember Him as He has guided you, and you were before that from amongst those who were astray. Meaning remember Allah as He has taught you in His book, or from the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you have finished the rites, meaning when you have finished the rites of the Hajj, then remember Allah like the like your remembrance of your forefathers, or even with more of a remembrance. Meaning remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you have performed the Hajj, which is also the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Afterwards, continue to remember Allah like you remember your forefathers, being proud and arrogant that you're from family so-and-so or race so-and-so. Then likewise, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more so than you did that in the days of ignorance, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he means by his statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, وَاذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, and remember Allah for a specific number of days. And this is referring to the Ayyam al-Tashriq, or the days of al-Tashriq, which are the 13th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. They are also called the days of Mina, for the people who are performing the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He make it easy for us to perform the Hajj for His sake. قال الله تعالى وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ, and remember your Lord often, and remember your Lord often, and glorify and celebrate His praises in the morning and in the afternoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, those who remember their Lord standing and sitting and on their sides, they reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. They say, our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Subhana, glory be to you, and save us from the fire. This ayah shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to remember Him all the time. And this is what is meant by remember Him standing and sitting and on your side. Just as He says in other ayat, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and when you finish the salah, then remember Allah standing and sitting and on your sides. And when you are in safety, then establish the salah, meaning as it is supposed to be established properly, without any of the liberties or license that are given to us if we find ourselves in the time of fear. Indeed, the salat has been prescribed for the believers at specific times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, as we see, He teaches us not only to remember Him while we make the salat, but also after the salat to continue with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى واذكر ربك في نفسك واذكر ربك في نفسك تضرعا وخيفة ودون الجهر من القول بالغدو والآصال ولا تكن من الغافلين. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and remember your Lord within yourselves, being humble and out of fear, and with lowering your voice, or not raising your voices loud in the morning time and in the evening, and do not be from amongst those who are heedless or neglectful, meaning those who are unmindful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salah and throughout the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, when you meet a group, then be firm and remember Allah often so that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, those who believe, their hearts find peace and tranquility with the remembrance of Allah. Doesn't the remembrance of Allah bring peace and tranquility to the hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and remember your Lord when you forget, and say, perhaps my Lord may guide me to a better guidance than this. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he intends by his statement here in this ayah. Allah ta'ala, he says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدَنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, indeed I am Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped but me. So worship me and establish the salah for my remembrance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls us in many ayat, as we see, to remember him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish the salah for the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he says this also in so many ayat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا توهيهم رجال لا توهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Allah Ta'ala says, in houses, meaning there is light in the houses or the masjids of Allah, that he has commanded that his name be raised and mentioned in, or that the masjids be built and his name be mentioned therein, in the morning time and in the evening, or in the morning and the afternoon. There are men that don't let their buying and selling distract them from the remembrance of Allah, from the dhikr of Allah, and the establishment of the salah, and the paying of the zakat, and they fear a day when the hearts and the eyes will be turning, or when the hearts will be back and forth, not knowing are they headed towards Jannah or to the hellfire. And this will be the case with the eyes also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. قال الله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, certainly in the messenger of Allah you find the best example for those who desire Allah in the last day and remember Allah often. And here we see that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often must be in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the case for every aspect of ibad or worship in our lives. We find guidance in Allah's book and the sunnah of his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's no reason to invent or to follow those who have invented ways to remember Allah when we find enough guidance in Allah's book and the sunnah of his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى اتل ما اوحي اليك من الكتاب واقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and recite that which has been revealed to you from the book and establish the salah. Indeed, the salah, it prevents from disobedience and sin. Indeed, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest, meaning the remembrance of Allah in the salah or outside of the salah is greater than everything else. And Allah knows what you do, meaning Allah knows what you do and he will hold you accountable for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, until he says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed the believing men and the believing women, indeed the Muslim men and the Muslim women and the believing men and the believing women, until he goes down to his statement, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the men who remember Allah often and the women who remember Allah often, Allah has prepared for them a forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kuru, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this ayah, O you who believe, remember Allah with a lot of remembrance. These are just a few ayah, and there are many ayah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book that calls us to the remembrance of Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says in his book, ألم يأني للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, hasn't the time come for those who believe to humble their hearts, or to have their hearts humbled by the dhikrullah, by the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed from the truth, or of the truth, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the Qur'an, meaning hasn't it come time for those who believe to have their hearts humbled by the remembrance of Allah and the recitation of the Qur'an, and do not be like those who have been given the book before you, meaning do not be like the Jews and the Christians, who a time has gone by and their hearts have become hardened, and many of them are disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from amongst the fasiqun. Meaning don't be like those people who stop remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until after a time had passed without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts had become hard until they did not obey Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they heard the Qur'an. Instead, they turned away from the Qur'an and disobeyed Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala qal, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَاذْكُرُوا فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, he says, and when the salat is finished, then hurry through the earth and desire the bounties of Allah. Meaning when the khutbah is over and the salatul jumu'ah has been established, then hurry back to your work or to your businesses and earn the bounties that Allah bestows upon you, and remember Allah often, or make a lot of dhikr of Allah, so that perhaps you may be so successful. And this shows that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not simply in the khutbah and in the salat, but it's also in our work and throughout our day, that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing should divert us from the remembrance of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us with this statement. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. Allah ta'ala says, O you who believe, don't let your wealth and your children divert you or distract you from the remembrance of Allah, from the dhikrullah. And whoever does that, meaning whoever lets his wealth and his children divert him from the remembrance of Allah, those, they are the losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and remember the name of your Lord
and turn to Him or devote your lives to Him in worship, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by His statement here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who has purified himself is successful. May the one who purifies himself from disbelief and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a life of sin, whoever purifies himself, then he is successful. And the one who remembers the name of his Lord, rather, and the one who remembers his Lord and makes salah, rather you desire the life of this world, or you place the life of this world over the hereafter, and the hereafter is better for you and more everlasting. These are just some verses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, showing us the virtues of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and encouraging the believers to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the dhikrullah. As there are so many acts of worship, and there are so many ayat and hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many verdicts and so many things to do in Islam. But here we see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and many verses, and there are many other verses that I didn't mention because of the shortness of the time in the khutbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us to remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and calling us to the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only reminds us this many times and more times than this in order to show us the importance of it. Don't be distracted and diverted from so many things that you have to do in your lives, but turn to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah when you forget. Remember Allah all the time. Remember Allah when you're standing, when you're sitting, and when you're laying down. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're in the salah and at the khutbah. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His houses, the masjids. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're at work. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time throughout your day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who remember Him and are not distracted by the life of this world. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. O Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Allahumma jirna min al-nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqana fa'ahsan khuluqana. O Allah, as you have perfected our creation, then perfect for us our character. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا 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 سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت صف من تمام الصلاة. استووا 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 سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت صف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows and fill the gaps.
Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked. Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Istawu, istawu. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت صف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows, straighten the rows, straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah.